Next item on the agenda is number 12, public hearing pertaining to commercial hooking line. That'd be Mr. Gere.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Members of the commission, this is a public hearing pertaining to commercial hook and line fishing, Chapter 4, VAC 20-995-10. The staff have had several inquiries recently concerning the aspects of this regulation we believe needed to be addressed. In particular, the language is unclear regarding license transfers in Section 20, Subsection F2, which is page 3 of your attachment. Maintaining eligibility from year to year presently refers to an antiquated 22-year-old control date. And that's in Section 20, Subsection A1. It's page 2 of the regulation. And the final change was the requirement for crew lists. Still needs some clarification. Mr. Ballard said earlier, you know, we come back again and again. Well, this is about the sixth time we're bringing this regulation forward. I'm going to show some history on that a little bit. And here is some of that history. With the establishment of the present commercial registration system in 1993, all persons harvesting and selling seafood were required to register and obtain specific commercial gear licenses. As a result, the commercial hook and line regulation was established to provide a viable commercial hook and line fishery in Virginia while minimizing the potential for over-harvesting of Virginia fishery stocks in conflicts with the recreational fishery. In September of 1993, a commercial hook and line task force was established. They had three meetings. They were discussing primarily whether or not the commercial hook and line fishermen would have to adhere to the recreational limits, bag limits. They produced the January 1994 report. They couldn't come to any consensus, though. In July 1994, the regulation was passed by the commission under the old regulation nomenclature. It allowed for the recreational bag limit remained. There were area time restrictions, and anybody having one of these licenses could not purchase any other thin fish licenses sold by the commission. As I said, it's been changed five times since. In 1997, we removed the recreational bag limits and other license restrictions. We required a maximum of three crew members, and we allowed striped bass permittees allowed to participate in the fishery. And this is under the new nomenclature of the regulation. In 1999, it was prohibited fishing at certain times of year and locations during the recreational striped bass season, and it developed a transfer protocol. In 2000, there was another task force that was formed. Mr. Neal sat on that task force. He's nodding and said yes. It's that provided met over a course of about 3 or 4 months. Jack Travel said headed that up. They came up with 10 recommendations that they took to the commission, and that was approved in October of 2000 by a 5-3 vote. Some of those recommendations included a license cap, a random lottery for unused licenses, further time and area restrictions, and a require for a crew member list. In March 2001, additional requirements for random drawing of unsold licenses was added to the regulation. And finally, in 2010, a definition of year was placed in there as calendar year because there was some confusion. Some people thought it was a 24-month running period. So that definition was put in. That brings us up to date. But just to give you a little bit about this fishery, it's a relatively small fishery. It's only about 88,000 pounds a year average for all species. Cobia, striped bass, and summer flounder make up about 73% of the total catch. The cells that are blackened out on here because those species have confidential information. At the request of our regulatory review committee, we're requesting that we have two new definitions put into the regulation: immediate family member, which would be spouse, sibling, parent, child, grandparent, or grandchild, and crew member list, which would be those individuals registered to participate in the commercial hook and line fishery activities with one or more individuals who possesses a valid commercial hook and line license. The three major areas that we need changed are in this is a section 20, subsection F2, which is license transfer. The original intent of the task force was to have both parties involved in a transfer have the requirement of 1,000 pounds of harvest over the previous 2 years. That wasn't in the regulation. By simply changing here the items in red, that would take care of that. As far as Section 20, subsection A1, as far as entry limitations, and that's the portion is regarding the years mentioned in 1996 and 1997, simply by taking out any reference to year makes the part of this simplified, easier to read. We had an individual who approached us and said, well, my grandfather had a license back then. Can I have it transferred to me? And that's part of what brought this on as well, is that, no, that we didn't think that should be the circumstance. And the final change, which is pretty wordy, we got a little overzealous with our wordsmithing on this, so I'll leave this up for quite a bit. But the primary, under Section 30, subsection A2, which is the prohibitions on the crew members, the major changes on here is under item A, we split some of that out, and we made an item B, which we felt that was important to be by itself, where one crew member per vessel need not be registered. It's just moving it from A to B. And we added an item E, which required an approved crew member list must be maintained on board the vessel during all commercial hook and line activities. And this was to help law enforcement expedite when they're out in the field. When they want to inspect somebody, they don't have to either call in or try to read it off their cell phone. The captain would have that list. They could provide it, and they can cross-check it really quickly and get everybody back on their way.
And before you go any further, eligible and approved crew member list. Mm-hmm. Explain to me what exactly that means. Who's approving it? Is it an approved list from?
They provide a list. Is in your
right.
Attachments is the form. They provide that list. We verify it.
Right.
And then we
then you send it. Okay. So now I got it. Just make sure.
So they'd have that list, and we've already have a method so that they can't go ahead and put new names on it. We'll check. We have that already taken care
okay.
of.
Okay. So. Thank you.
And the staff recommendation is the commission consider amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-995-10 pertaining to commercial hook and line fishing to define immediate family member and crew member list, clarify existing language concerning transfers and eligibility as approved by the commission in October 2000, and provide clarifying language for crew member list and require a verified list be on board the vessel during commercial hook and line activities. I'll take any questions you have at this time.
Questions by members of the commission. Mr. Ballard.
So the three members on board, is that including the license holder? Is that a total of three crew at any given time? Or?
It's three and the captain.
Three and the captain. So you have to?
No. Three and the licensee, yes. Three and the licensee.
Okay, so a total of four on board the
boat.
But
they can have as many as 15 on their list.
Right. Did we receive any feedback from any commercial hook and line fishermen that they would prefer to be fishing with fewer? That just seemed like a lot. I'm not sure what the target species are.
Most of them are saying that it's a list of convenience in some regards, but you know, a lot of them are saying that if they had three people on board, they're not making a living if they have to pay three people. But the issue we're having with this crew member list is they're not licensed. They don't have a license, you know, in our system, so they can't. They're not allowed to harvest any of the catch per se. So most of the captains provide. I think the average is what 9 to 11 people on a list,
yeah,
roughly. And it could be anyone from someone who's going to help to, you know, a family member or something like that. But some of them do have helpers that help on a regular basis.
Follow up, Mr. Beller.
I guess the way I read it was that at any given time there has to be a minimum of four people on the boat.
No.
Okay. Can you go back to the language?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was too fast on that.
So is this saying you're not allowed to have more than three crew members on the boat?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. You don't have to have any.
Yeah, that's fine. You've got me looking at the whole thing over again, too. That's what I'm doing. Further questions? Can we go back to family, immediate family? Go to council a little bit on this one. There are certain definitions in the code of Virginia that deal with immediate family members. And I do not recall, Kelsey or some of my lawyers on board can help me out. Is stepchild normally Was stepchild considered or not in that normal list that we have there?
So the only definition of immediate family member that I can think of off the top of my head is one in the Conflict of Interest Act,
okay.
And that is incredibly narrow. It's spouse or a dependent who lives in your house. If we don't have a definition in our code of immediate family member,
okay.
I think we can put what we think is appropriate.
I'm just wondering. I don't want to open up Pandora's box. Rob, you need
this
to.
This is language taken from Chapter 720, the
yep.
Extra regulation.
Yep.
So it mirrors
okay.
what's in there.
That's all I need to know. We've not had any problem with that one.
No.
Okay.
It
leave unless somebody says something, just leave it as it is. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Anyone wishes to be heard on this matter from the public, pro or con? Yes or no? Maybe. Okay. The matter's before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Minor?
I move to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. There is a second to the motion. Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.